25. Bottle. "Can I go now?" asked Vince, his mouth still full of food. Martha stopped chewing and looked up. "I don't know. Can you?" said Martha's mother. She paused, smiled ironically. "Yes, you may." "Whatever," Vince mumbled before bounding off. "So much for enforced togetherness," said Martha's father. "Never works," said Godby. "Never did, as I recall." Martha thought it had worked, at least in part. Even if Vince had been with them under duress, it had felt in flashes like old times. They'd all gone swimming, except, of course, Godby, who watched from her chair beneath her big umbrella on the shore, and afterward, together on the beach, had had a picnic lunch, two hampers and a cooler stuffed with odds and ends. Between swimming and eating, Martha had even tried to teach Lucy how to build houses on the rocks out of beach towels, blankets, and driftwood. "Vince and I used to do this every day," Martha told her sister. "Every day that we were here visiting Godby. Since forever." Without being prompted, Vince had run to catch up with his sisters. "I'll help," he had shouted, and he did. For about 10 minutes. "You really have to wedge the wood in place, make it secure. When the wind blows, the towels look like sails."
"Or a whole city of wrecked ships," said Martha. "That's what I used to think."
Then, as if the wind had shifted or the temperature had suddenly dropped, Vince said, "There, I've fulfilled my duty. Bye, girls," and strolled back to their parents and Godby, who were laying out the food on an old quilt. Without Vince, Martha had lost her enthusiasm for the project, and during lunch she watched the half-completed encampment tilt slowly and collapse. "Kaboom!" said Vince.